We talk. Rockquiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? That, when did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
Rockquiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were tough and you were taking those punches.
Making women dances like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Border Wars.
TBV, podcast edition.
Border Wars epilogue review.
Yeah, featuring Enrique Church. You know what I'm saying? The man that had one punch and had a champion quit. You know what I'm saying? Champions don't quit. Do they, Ness? Do they, Matt? Do champions quit?
You know, last time I found out. Third,
first of all, let's just get right into it. Last time I heard.
It's something off your chest.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Last time I heard, you got to beat the champ. Right?
That means.
I didn't say I was the champ. You have to beat the champ. The champ don't quit. The champ got to be a champion. Champion that aren't pussies, right? So Jose quit. Bottom line. And immediately upon him flying out, both hands up, 2 feet off the ground, landing on his back, holding the back of his head, taking his glove off. Let me finish.
No credit for that.
Let me finish. Hear my statement. I go to Mitty, who is the referee. I say, yo, he's faking it. Ask him. He said, yo, I still got to disqualify you. I said, break. It was a punch after the break. I said, okay, but he's quitting. He said, no, it's a disqualification. It's a DQ.
Coach Mitty deemed it a DQ as soon as you hit him, bro. As soon as you hit him.
It's fine. But I'm watching boxing today. Fortuna versus Robert Easter, and they were like, break, 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 and then separation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It was loud. It was crazy. Border Wars, you know what I'm saying, for the people that weren't there.
Hear me out, though. The thing that made me feel real bad about it was that they reversed it. They made it seem like, especially hearing the reaction show, the podcast reaction show of Jose saying he was a cheater. He was ready to kick me in my balls. He was ready to
get up.
He was ready to do this.
Get up. 2 fucking seasons in a row, you fucking crying. You had an opportunity. You lost it, dog.
Matt hit him with the soundbite.
3 times, and you chose to hit him after the fucking 3rd time. What you crying for? You trying to make a case? Nigga, earn your way back to the top. The fuck?
Oh, that's the champ talking with the belt in his hand to that's you. Right.
But that's the same guy that was crying, talking about they pushing him throughout the whole fight.
Champ, I took on the young 24-year-old bull.
That's Haziel.
That's dope. I was dying to get a knockout on Jose. And I can guarantee stop Jose.
Where's anybody? A fucking purse? And you over here crying. You lost to somebody who wears a purse. He wears a satchel. Indiana Jones. You lost to Indiana Jones and you fucking crying. Shut up.
You're
a cherry right now. Chris already cherry picked your ass. Chris could have had Marvin. He could have had motherfucking Santiago. He could have had fucking... who else he chose Enrique because you a cherry. They
fat boy. Chris a fat boy, and I'll take on fat boy. I take on Kane.
Chris
take on Eric. It don't matter. I'll take on Eric Cruz. Anybody, Eric Gonzalez, Gomez, whatever his last name is. I'll take on
You don't want to shout at me.
Actually, I think Marvin a tougher fight than Eric, if you ask me.
Giving you a shot anyway, because you don't mean nothing. You ain't no fight for Eric. You ain't no
Eric. I'll fight Eric any day. Eric, Marvin's a threat. Marvin a bigger threat than Eric. Be honest.
Two losses, bottom line, B. You shouldn't even be talking. You ain't got no fucking head.
Yo, yeah. Bottom line is my opponent quit on me. So now it's a new narrative. Oh, Enrique hit after the belt. Drop that.
Say MMA. So fess up to the rules, man. You broke the rules. You got disqualified. It's up to the referee.
Yeah, I broke it on purpose. I broke it on purpose.
Listen, Enrique, I'm your man, and you know I
fought. Yeah, but you saying I broke it on purpose.
We don't believe that you were malice in your intentions to do it on purpose.
I broke it on purpose.
But you did it anyway.
The rules was broke, and you got disqualified. You got to start from the bottom, B. You start from the bottom.
Yo, Jose was the one holding. They calling break.
You start from the bottom. And you lucky because you get a shot at Chris, who looked crazy nice. So you lucky.
Fat boy?
You'll never get a fucking... Hold
up. Is that fat boy?
Fat boy has a W. You don't.
Yeah, exactly. You
Matt,
got,
Matt, I please don't... Matt, I don't even got to say you need more people.
You can't talk about Matt. Y'all got the same fucking record, you bum.
He say I got the same record.
Swallow, ain't it? It's all the swallow.
My, at least my record have asterisks by it.
Your record looks better.
Mine's have asterisks. Matt, yours don't look better.
Nah,
mine
yours
have asterisks.
My record looks 100% better than yours.
How you gonna
Jose's DQ has an asterisk next to it.
Asterisk like Matt does it.
Matt's shit was a clear loss.
No,
clearly. Just yo, like, first of all, Warren...
This ain't a show about you. Bottom line, are you taking a Chris Garcia fight who's a fucking A-side? You a B-side cherry.
Yo, Garcia's an A-side because he beat Santiago?
No, he at least got a fucking win. You ain't got shit.
Hold up. I'm the name. I'm the motherfucking Adrian Broner of this shit.
You ain't no fucking A-side with
you the margarita of this shit right now. What are you talking about?
Oh, dirty, I cheated?
Dirty, and you coming in overweight. Get out of here. You got a heavyweight fight on the table. If you don't want that, it's either that or Marvin. What you want? Take it or leave it. Take it or leave
What's his name? What's the kid name?
We can also say that we almost had a Margarito moment with Hat.
What's the kid name that want to fight me?
No. What's his name?
Chris. What's his name?
Chris. El Natural.
He for Santiago?
Yeah, he fought Santiago.
Natural is going to get his ass whipped.
So you're signing it?
I'll sign it.
All right, we got to fight.
I was actually expecting to fight his brother.
Who, Eric? You can't get that low, you fat ass.
Man, yo, first of all, I ain't fat. That's number one. Number two. It's all about heart.
Who the fuck is in the chat talking about what I'm doing? I earned this fucking belt. I won it. And then I defended it versus a 24-year-old. And I got a knockdown. Nigga, I'm more official than anybody ever hold this IBF. Me and Earl are the truth. Bottom line. Only the people that's the truth are the fucking IBF champion around here. Don't be fucking putting that.
He fought
a heavyweight Sean Porter for that belt.
I got robbed for that same Sean. I got robbed for that same Sean.
Enrique, look, we're going to be honest, right?
I got robbed
up until,
for that same
up until,
Sean.
Up until the
I got
disaster.
Robbed for that same Sean.
Not like a little bait. I got robbed.
Yeah, up until the disaster that it was.
I got robbed for that.
You know, up until that.
Champions don't quit.
Up until that,
Miguel Cotto didn't quit.
You didn't quit, but you made a mistake. You made a mistake. You mollywopped Jose.
Let's get things in order. Listen, we got a couple of fights already signed. Santiago is coming back. Border Wars 3. He ain't accepting going out with an O.
I'm calling him the body snatcher.
He's taking on Zach the Mac.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a good fight for the both.
Dangerous fight.
It's a dangerous fight, but they got a good style, so we'll see what happens.
Zedok, Al
Heyman. I got word from Al Heyman. The Info Joe is going to
retire. Premier Boxing Voice Champion.
Yo, come on. Yo, Info Joe is going to retire a pseudo champion, right? You know what I'm saying? He's going to, like, kind of be.
He's intercontinental.
Yeah. Champion, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like Ricky Steamboat.
He's going to go out like that. Know what I'm saying? I also got word that Cola is out. Cola's
yeah, man. Shout out to Koala, man.
Oh, Texas boy.
I go with Cola. Who the fuck is Cola?
Yeah, shout out to Koala, man. He had a misfortune, you know. Leg gave out. And
so who else? So Lemon is also out, I believe. Lemon is also out. But there's another fight on the horizon. We got Doomsday.
Oh shit. Doomsday needs a real challenge, though.
He's putting a semi-chat because it's not really him. You know, we do the talking for Doomsday around these parts. He's got to get his life together. So
I want to know who's Jose's opponent.
Not you.
Oh, he's taking on Eric Cruz. Don't worry about it. Somebody that's not a cherry, not like you.
Oh, Eric Cruz going to take it 100%.
Yeah, that's your bet.
100%. The odds are Peterson Spence.
Well, if you ever want that shot at Eric Cruz's belt. No,
I'm going to let you know. I would fight Eric Cruz like a motherfucking maniac.
How did you feel up until the misfraction, Enrique? Because like you scored a couple punches, uppercuts to the body. I felt good being in your corner. You know, Jose came out live and you know doing his shuffles. And shit.
Ego, nobody care about that 45 second fight, man.
I was expecting that. I was expecting Jose to be a live wire like he did fight one. You know, first of all, fight one, he beat me. I was 217, sloppy, didn't know what to do. Matt, you got your ass whipped, so you should get another beat for yourself.
My decision. Yeah.
Matt, you got your ass whipped.
He had a full fight.
He had a full fight. Ass whipping fight. Danced when they called his name out. Danced when the ring was he was in the ring. Danced on your face. Danced on your body. You went the opposite direction. He went right in front of you again. Hit you again on top bottom, and then you were like, "Yo, I have no answers."
Enrique,
Matt, you should be a humble man.
Actually, I was a very humble man. You can watch the tape on patreon.com/ TheBoxingVoice.
Matt, your fight was
Let me get
you. Were dominated, Matt.
Enrique, I was not dominated because one of the judges.
Matt, you were dominated. No, I influenced him. I'm sorry. I influenced him. I was in the judge's ear.
Actually.
Breaking news. I told the judge, how is Matt losing? I said, give him 1-1.
We can't talk over each other. Come on. You talk for the truth. Okay. You should not be influencing. Hold on.
You sour,
Enrique.
Yeah, I'm sour.
Anything because you are a cheater. You were disqualified in your fight
because
you are on purpose. Cheater. Talk.
I did it on purpose.
So, you did.
I did it on purpose. Did I do it on purpose?
That's even more illegal.
Did I do it on purpose? It
doesn't matter. You were DQ'd.
It don't matter. You think Rancy Bartholomew got the axe? Did he do it on purpose?
You're a cheater,
pumpkin eater, according to Jose.
Use our DQs. You got
DQs. According to Jose, I was going to kick him in his balls after that. So I'm a cheat.
Jose touched you up before that. What are you talking about?
Don't
watch the tape.
Nobody care, bro. This boxing rules.
Jose hit me twice. What are you talking about? My whole goal was exactly what Jose did. Hold me. And when he held me is when I was supposed to let loose. And when I did it, I got disqualified. Punk, you got your ass beat.
Actually, it didn't get beat because I got a draw. You got disqualified because you're a cheater.
You got punched in the face.
You clean. Also got punched in the face clean. And then
you got peppered.
You decided to punch illegally. And then.
Okay, I did that on purpose. You're right.
On purpose, so it doesn't matter.
No, my intentions was to do that.
Oh, you're saying that your intentions were to punch illegally?
No, yeah, you're saying that. So according to you, yes.
I'm not saying that at all.
According to you, yes.
I'm saying to you that you got disqualified. If you may not know that, I don't know if you got punched too hard by Jose beforehand.
What?
But you got disqualified. Again?
I got what?
You got punched really hard by Jose.
When?
Before the infraction happened, Enrique, you know, he caught you with a nice right
once.
Hand. Right. No, you got three punches before that fight.
I got punched once by Jose, man.
Dude's crying, bro. Every season you're crying, man.
You were crying throughout your whole fight, so don't talk.
I won.
That's cool. And originally they were saying it was a draw.
The rib.
Enrique, what exactly what do you mean? What do you mean that's just crying?
I put you down. What else you want? You don't want a shot at this belt?
Originally,
Forget Jose. I put you on the spot right now. You want a shot?
Let me tell you. Originally.
You fat? Oh, I ain't think so, chump.
Originally, the judges were like, yo, it's a draw. Originally, the judges were like, draw. And I was like, damn, a draw?
Look.
And he was like, nah, the knockout is now a win.
He don't want this shot.
So you don't want the shine. You don't want the shine.
You got a controversial behind the scenes win.
Yeah. It won't be controversial with you, though. That's why you don't want to take this shot. You in the 200s, you fat boy.
Yo, I'm muscular, bro.
Knocked down numerous times.
I know. His chin don't work. Jose was going to beat you, so you cheat him.
Yeah, you might be right. That's what I did.
Might be right.
Yeah, that's what I did. I cheated. He was going to beat my ass like he did the first fight. So I had to punch him after the bell.
Yep.
Enrique did him dirty.
Yeah, I did that because he beat me. He beat my ass the first fight.
Nah,
he beat my ass. He won, but he never beat my ass. And I guarantee you, I put my money on any fighter. I put my money on Koala. Jose get his ass beat. I put my money on Cruz that Jose would get his ass beat. Against Matt Hunter would get his ass beat. Because Matt Hunter, he's mouth beat. Man, that's what mouth is.
You mad. You mad. You mad.
Mouth.
You mad. Yo.
So, yo, this is a show about putting me on the spot or what? Because yo, my
call you Spotify.
Yo, hold up. Spotify me this. Right?
Yo, bottom line is you fighting Chris. You fighting Chris. You got
that's cool. Worthy. I don't care. Look. Bottom line is this. Jose quit. Jose got a punch. Shut up. Look, he got hit. He got hit when the bell rang.
You about to get muted. You better stop.
Yo, y'all playing games, man. Y'all don't get it.
That ain't right, Enrique. We ain't got to hear about you and Jose for the rest of our life.
Nah, but I'm telling you my argument, man.
What you mean? You been saying your argument all show.
Nah, yeah, because I'm mad.
All right, so why we got to hear it repeat?
First of all, he faked that for.
Yo, why you do that, yo?
Because you told me to.
I did not. I tapped you already. Told you to
stop. I thought that was
that. That's why he a sucker son. Don't do that, man. You a son if you do that.
You being a mad bitch right now. What are you talking about, B?
He went Mad Max right now. Mad Max.
He getting some.
Yo, compose yourself. Act like a grown-up. You're 50 years old.
All right, besides the bullshit, we got to get into the fucking, like, you know, the fucking
boys,
great.
You signed a contract, you bum. You ain't even flex the fight, you bum. To my team casual, I smack you. You just ain't come out the woodwork. Sign a contract so you get smacked. You don't want a shot at this title, you fucking bum.
Who you talking about?
Talking about Georgie Porgy, you too. You don't want a shot.
Team casual, Georgie Porgy.
Anybody could get it at the final 24-year-old. Anybody could get it. Anybody.
Yo, right now, what's in the future for La Cobra? Is Cobra really retiring?
Nah, he ain't retiring. See, Enrique, get out of here, man. You got late ass information. You left too early, B.
Yeah, Enrique had a tight schedule, man. He came in, took care of business, or fucked up the deal, however you want to call it, and then left.
Yo, my schedule's so tight that my second part of my schedule just ended, and I'm back on this show. That's how tight I am. That's how loyal I am. Don't play with me.
No, that's right. We acting like we don't appreciate you, Enrique. My bad. We treating you like a step mat right now only because you lost. All right, so ain't nobody trying to be nice to you right now. You lost.
I got disqualified.
Hey, I was cornering Enrique.
There's a difference.
After the bell or after the break, whatever.
You
don't
mad.
Nobody care. You got to start from the bottom.
Yeah, I was cornering Enrique, man. I felt bad. I felt bad it happened to you, Enrique, because you really are.
None of y'all know how to flow this show, and the truth is this. All right?
No.
Hey, the truth got to be told, Doomsday. How many fights do you have amateur?
Seven
fights. How many you wins? How many losses?
I got five wins, two losses by decision.
Five wins, two losses. Okay, so this kid Chris has five fights. And they're like, nah, Doomsday can't fight Chris because Doomsday's a Diamond Gloves champ. Explain to the people what a Diamond Gloves champ is.
Diamond Gloves champion is a USA Boxing sanctioned event that is a New Jersey event. Golden Gloves is its own entity. It's not actually connected with USA Boxing. They're both different entities. So Diamond Glove Champion is just the state championship, boxing championship that you can win here in the state of New Jersey. I don't know if other states have the same thing, but I'm pretty sure if they do, they're under the USA Boxing sanction.
What Chris is asking that?
All right, because basically they're trying to say because you're a Diamond Gloves champ, you're too much for Chris. Do you feel that that makes you too much for Chris?
And just No. Let me.
Which Chris, though? Because I'm confused right now.
Let me clarify that. It's the Chris that's Sal's friend.
Not
Iron
your
Sal's
Chris.
Friend.
Not your Chris. Your fight is signed. Don't worry.
No, you know, I'm going to leave that up to the person. You know, me being in the fight, you know, just fighting period. You know, this is what I've been doing for a long time, regardless of competition or not. But if he's strictly just, you know, saying that off the Diamond Glove Championship, you know, that's not something to really go by. I'm always been a guy that I'll get in there with anybody. Ever since I started in this boxing journey, Ness even knows this. I don't care if you're a pro or if you had, you know, championship, nationals, whatever, I'd get in there with you. That's just my attitude towards fighting. You know, he has to be as confident as he feels. I mean, if he doesn't feel like, you know, it's the time to meet me, maybe he needs a tune-up or somebody to hit fight first just to get that body moving again. This is all I do all day, so.
Not to cut you off, but what's the weight meet?
I think it was 185, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, 185. And that's perfect for me because, you know, doing this Border Wars got me down 12 pounds from what I was. So now it's just another journey to 185. I'm already Monday. I'm starting again. You know, get a good regimen, going to the boxing gym and stuff.
Why are you lying, talking about this is what I do every day?
What do you mean? What else do I do besides not talk?
What do you mean? This
talk
is
boxing, punch boxing, whatever you do, by boxing
every day.
I believe him.
Yo, first of all, I don't even know why Sal and Chris are afraid, and that's the words I'm using because Mitty Sal on his highlight reel, like you're on someone's highlight reel, like
a very short highlight reel.
Record is 1-1, like. You a step away from being with Enrique and Matt down in the in the trenches with the fucking alligators.
Matt doesn't agree with
those guys. Are in the moat. Those guys are in the moat. You're hanging to the fucking bridge.
Hey, listen, but wait a minute. I mean, you're being kind of brash, but
I'm a champion.
Your fight was close and controversial at the very least.
Knockdowns are close now.
controversial at the very least. I mean, look, you got a knockdown in a crazy exchange. Your
fight was almost a draw.
Let's not get wild.
I'm not at my studio with the bomb.
The fight was almost a draw, though.
You know what happened when I dropped the right hands.
Akbar the GOAT's talking about Ness is fighting taxi cab drivers. Yeah, I mean, no, listen, the kid was game. The guy that Ness fought was game.
He was game. He worked at Dick's.
Yeah, but he was a fucking strong guy.
He worked at Dick's. He was like, I got to go.
Mind you, this
work.
Is the guy that walked into the barbecue.
Work. I say, yo, Hazel, where do you work? He was like, Dick's. I was like, yo, whoa, pose. He
stays in the weightlifting department all day.
You went to war with a dude that worked at Dick's.
You the only dude always with those type of jokes. But you
got, he worked at Dick's.
You got two losses. You lost to a guy 100
pounds. Yo, at Home Depot would be tougher. You know what I'm saying? But Dick's?
All right, so why won't you fight me then? Won't you get this belt?
I don't want to fight you. We fought a bunch of times. How many times we fought?
You don't want that shit in front
of me. How many times we fought, Ness?
You don't want that in front of the world.
How many times we fought?
How many times you been knocked down?
How many times we fought?
Yeah, tell him, Matt. How many times, Matt?
Matt, don't talk, Matt. You like embarrassing. How many times we fought,
I'm embarrassing. You are the embarrassing one, Mr.
Matt.
Enrique, you're embarrassing.
Matt, you are embarrassing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was an embarrassing. Listen, He clearly lost the fight. He clearly lost the fight, but
no, but he called it the best fight of the night.
I did not say that.
Not gonna go that far.
Go listen to the post fight reaction.
The fight that lasted 45 seconds. No.
I said Anthony versus.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. The champion quit.
Enrique, you can't talk over everyone.
No, I said, stop giving excuses. The champion quit.
Sour, you sour, man. That's the excuse that you sour.
The champion quit. The champion quit.
You a bum.
The champion quit.
Bum.
Yo, we got another Nurse Jackie over here.
I know. I know.
The champion quit.
Meltdown over
why,
here.
Why are you
meltdown.
So mad, Enrique? All you got to do is build it up. Look, if you beat Chris, that's another Canadian. You will step away.
Look. Ness, when we went the car driving home, I remember saying, yo, they asked me about the punch and the fight. I was like, yo, I thought he was faking it. Did I or did I not?
Yes, you thought he was faking it.
All right, then. Matt can play whatever sound bite, but your punches to your face were not fake. They were real. I'm telling you, I thought Jose was faking it. But Warren's punches to your face, to your body, his dancing when his name was announced, and his... A punch approach to you was not.
You have the same record. You have the same record.
Matt, you should be embarrassed. You should not come back to Border Wars 3, Matt.
Lost to a smaller guy,
Matt.
I went up weight class twice.
Matt, you so fugazi. You're so skinny. You talking about? I gotta make weight. I gotta lose 1 pound. I'm like, Matt,
come on.
You look like you're fucking 1 pound. Stop fronting. All right, stop fronting, Matt. You got beat up.
Lose those titties.
Bad. You got beat up bad. All that pushing, you thought you had protection. You got beat up. And I was waiting for you to get beat up.
What's up, cheater? What's up, cheater? How you doing? You mad? Are you done? You done throwing a tantrum like a little girl?
Yo, the champion quit.
Call you the champ.
I went in the car. I told the coach. I told the referee.
You know, this shit, I ain't got time for this bullshit back and
forth. I told the referee. Listen, I told the referee.
Yo, Enrique, we out, man. We love you. We out, yo.
But stop. Real quick. Bottom line. Bottom line.
Dudes.